inner hall of life.
Welcome to the inner hall of
So out of sync. It'll never be in sync if you're across the ocean from me.
I didn't even finish it. I was so confused.
You could try
it. It felt like it was getting slower.
It's never gonna happen. It's never gonna happen for us. But I'm just gonna head right into it. This is a podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black polyamorous feminist hoe living in New York City, and
me, Rob, one feminist black pansexual agender hoe with a fatty. Wow, I haven't said that in so long, I forgot.
Yeah, I was like, do you know that you're talking about yourself, or
do you know who you are?
Oh, do you?
No, do you?
Because I don't know. I don't think anybody does.
No.
At the end of the day, yeah, and you never will. Cool. So if you're listening to this, you might be like, whoa, why is Rob here? That's kind of weird. Rob is here because we are doing our second Rob minisode.
Yeah.
Be more excited.
I can't be that loud. That's why.
Oh, yeah. So explain the situation. You're in an incognito setup.
So right now, you know, I'm at work and I just don't want people to hear what I'm saying. So I'm talking low because there's people working around me. I mean, I can have my phone, but it's probably not the smartest idea to be talking about inner hole uprising shit at work.
Just trying to, yeah, I don't talk about inner hole uprising at work. I yell about inner hole uprising at work. No, I get it. That's
no, you
trying
don't.
To be discreet. Actually, I do. Every single meeting, it's like, well, my podcast does this. And they're like, your podcast, Inner Home Uprising? This is real life, actually. This is a part of the reason why I got hired. Parlay your dreams into other dreams.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you, man. Thank you. So first order of business that we're going to talk about is this event that you're not coming to. And we're really sad about it.
Yes, I'm sad too. But if you fucks with me, like I think you fuck with me because you guys be fake fucking with me. But if you really fuck with me, you come to this summertime event that these hoes are throwing. I mean, are you a sex positive hoe looking for fun in New York City in the summer? Of course you are. And if you're in our city or my city, it's not y'all city, it's my city. Or you just want to come
through.
Rob
runs New York. Remember when Diddy used to run New York?
Yeah, it's me now. I killed him. Oh, no. But we'd like to invite you to the Inner Hole Uprising all day and all night. On Saturday, July 28th in Brooklyn, New York, they'll be doing a full day experience with plenty of hoe activities. Up first from 4 to 9 p.m. is a day party with hoe music, fun carnival games, food, and raunchy sexy giveaways. It'll be a chill outdoorsy day where you can hang with your homies. Following from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m., we're stripping things down to an all-night dance party, twerking into the wee hours of the fucking morning. Well, not we, because not me, because I'll be twerking in my sleep because...
And it'll be like 9 a.m. for you or something like that, right? It'll
right.
Just be like a smooth 12 p.m., like a regular time to twerk.
I'll just twerk on a camel or something because there's plenty of those out here. So you can join them for one or the other or both. Access to the day and night party will be just $20, none crazy, but access to the night party is $5. And patrons who subscribe to us on Patreon receive special discounts. So if you support us on Patreon, you'll have a full day access for $10 and night party access for free. So to purchase tickets, please visit the link in the description of this episode, and patrons find a discount on Patreon. So they'll see you July 28th, and I'll see you in spirit in pictures. Mm. Maybe they'll FaceTime me or something.
Yeah, that would be nice. We could put you on the TVs because there's TVs inside. That would be kind of cool, but also a little bit scary because it'd be like four TVs.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
Hello, hey, hi. Hi, I'm Rob. Hi, I'm Rob.
Hello.
You're like... Yeah, so that's definitely what we're gonna do.
It's my dream come true.
Well, thank you for plugging our event, and we will miss you quite dearly, but you know, look out guys, because there's probably going to be a Rob coming. Yeah, there's gonna be a coming home
turn
party.
Up.
Yeah,
yes, it's gonna be a coming home slash birthday party, and I'll be there loud for respect.
Looking forward to that in the winter time. All right, so what's going on, Sam?
So right now, I'm halfway done with my deployment. Damn. I have about 5 months, 4.5 months left, and I'm like at a weird place where it doesn't even feel real. Time flew by so fast.
Yeah, it feels like it took no time, but also mad time. Like, it feels like you're not gonna be home for mad long, but also feels like you haven't been gone for that long, but also feels like you have been gone for that long. All at once.
It's like, it's because time
is a continues. Concept created by humanity to better perceive this fucked up universe that we're in.
Time is a construction that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And it doesn't exist for me, and I've noticed. And I guess it's because life like continues for everybody. I feel like when you're younger, you feel like your life kind of might stop if somebody leaves or if you leave, but you just presume a whole nother existence. So I'm just being a whole nother person in Kuwait, and I'm gonna come home, continue my existence from where I left off. That's the weird part for me. It's like I have to come home, and then I gave up my apartment before I left, so I have to find a new apartment, and then I have to reacclimatize to having a dog, and I have to get a job, and I have to pay bills. So it's like I'm kind of scared, but I'm excited. But I don't want to come back. But I really want to come back. I'm living a fairly easy life. It's very routine. I work at night, which makes it easy for me to talk to people at home. But as soon as I get back from work, I go to sleep. Like, immediately. I do my little routine. I go right to sleep. I wake up. And sometimes I'll wake up and I'll go straight to work. Or sometimes I'll wake up, I'll go to the gym, I take a shower, then I go to work. But I don't have a lot of leisure time. My days off are very sporadic. I can't predict them, so I can't plan them. I haven't gotten a pedicure in like 3.5 weeks, and it's just been weird.
What a prissy asshole. I haven't got a pedicure in like 2 years. I'm like, 3 weeks is not that bad, but no, I feel you.
Well, it's like my little vice is doing my nails and it's doing my hair, because it's not there's not a lot to hold on to keep you grounded. So
what do you mean keep you grounded?
To remind me that I'm not a robot, that I'm human, and that I need to do human things. And also just painting my toes and my nails just gives me extreme joy.
Yeah, it's the bad bitch like cherry on top of life.
Yes,
when you have some nice ass toenails.
But the good part is that when I come home, I scored really high on the FDNY exam to be a firefighter, like really high. And there's a good chance I'll be in the first or second class to go to the academy, as long as I pass the physical exam. And I've done way too much research into it, and I don't think that I'll have an issue because I'm really fucking strong right now. Like, yeah. I'm really, really big.
Yes.
Like, bitch, you see how we post on the damn pictures on Instagram? Like, I cannot not show off. I am, like, I weigh probably about 145 pounds now, which is, like,
it's pure muscle.
In between facts, because it's in between 10 and 15 pounds more than I weighed before I left. I physically couldn't tell by looking, so the scale, like, surprised the shit out of me. And I realized, like, no, I'm just mad frolic, my nigga. Oh, my God. I'm mad strong, son. That shit is crazy.
Yay. So
I have a career when I get home to look forward to eventually, and a rewarding one. Super full of hyper masculinity, and very full of sometimes racism, sometimes sexism. I'm still excited. And I mean, sometimes just be like that. Like, I highly doubt I'll really find a job that pays that much that's not going to have either of those things.
Yeah, exactly. And then also, like, these are also things that you already experienced in the Army. So it's like, it's bad, but it's nothing new.
No. And I am lucky in the sense that it kind of rolls off my back now. And I mean, you only fuck with me once and you kind of don't fuck with me. People learn that pretty quickly, so I think I'll be all right.
You're numb to the bullshit, as the kids on Instagram say.
Numb to the bullshit. Hashtag new year, new me.
Exactly. Be blessed, stay blessed, and blessed. All that.
And like, we not kids and shit. I guess we're not.
Not anymore.
We're kind of getting there.
I don't know if you heard last week's episode, but Akua said we're bicking back being bull in IHOB, and I was like, no. You have to go.
Wow.
You have to step out.
that episode never come actually back. It hasn't downloaded yet, and now
maybe I'm that's for the best. Happy. Yeah, maybe that's never listen to that, please.
I need somebody to send me the minute so I can skip it.
Time code.
I'm good.
This is cursed territory. What else is up?
So right now, you know, last minisode, I was talking about my love life or fake lack thereof. It was mostly my sex life. I didn't really have a love life in the emotional sense. I thought I did. At least I tried to. But the guy that I was sleeping with out here, he left. But even before he left, I realized that this was never going to work.
Why so?
He doesn't really listen when I talk, or he talks in order to talk, if that makes sense. Like, when you speak in order to speak instead of speaking to listen. Like, you ask a question in order to answer the question yourself, kind of thing.
Yes, he's having a conversation with himself.
Yes. I never really felt listened to. I didn't feel like he was actively trying to learn about me, which at a certain point I was like, okay, I guess it's not okay, but it's okay for what it is, because I think it's just two people who physically enjoy each other, and we're not that, we don't hate each other in person. We're able to hang out. So when he left, I was like a little sad, but I was happy because I'm like, I just want to be alone. And we talked since he's been back. He's on leave right now, but doesn't really seem like he has much to say. And since he doesn't have much to say, I don't have much to say, so we don't really be talking. He'll answer me once a day. So I'll say something, he'll say something about 24 hours later, and after a while, I was like, this is just stupid. You don't want to talk to me, which is fine. Just don't do it, and we'll just skip it.
That weird forced, we feel like we have to do this because we're sleeping with each other kind of thing.
And we're not even sleeping with each other no more.
Pointless.
So it's like, we really don't have to do this. Like, if I end up in the same state as you, maybe I'll consider hitting you up. But like, at this trajectory, I don't think so. Like, the sex was okay. It wasn't okay enough to look like a dumbass for the next 7-8 months. So
that's very not worth it.
No, and it made me sad. But
because it didn't work out, or?
Because I think I really wanted it to. I wanted to like him. I really wanted to like him. And I realized that that was my problem, is that I find people who do things that I like, but they're not the kind of person that I like. So I kind of force myself to look past all the things that they do and they are that aren't compatible with me. And then I end up miserable at the end. So,
would you say you're falling in love with the idea of people?
Sometimes, yes. I think that it's very easy for me to get caught up in just a moment, and then just when things go south, to just relive those moments instead of concentrating on reality. Like, oh, I mean, you did say this and do this, but look at all the fun we had together. Mm-hmm. So the solution was just to stop. And so really, I called it the forcible separation from sex, love, and dating. Anti-Inner Hope uprising.
Podcast went off.
I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I love sex. It's the thing that keeps me alive. But I also know that I am an emotional person, and I can't necessarily completely separate that from sex. I like to like the people I sleep with, even if I don't want to necessarily fall in love with them. I like to like them. And if I like you enough, I'm going to have to develop strong feelings for you. So if I really want to be able to heal from all of the relationship trauma that I've been through within the last year, like, I kind of just got to step back from both.
This is so, our lives parallel each other, not mine, because people are hoeing over here. But
I'm dead.
This reminds me of Akua's also taking a step back from sleeping with people and stuff like that. And also, like, the fact that she had said on a couple episodes ago, like, I'm a hoe, but I'm a hoe who likes to be courted. So kind of like still yes. having that emotional element with these people, even though you're not going to like necessarily marry them one day. And I don't know why it's so hard for, it seems like to me, but I don't know because I don't really date women, but it seems like to me that there's a specific issue with men doing both.
It's like they feel a lot of the times that if they court you or they treat then you're gonna like fall in a love person. Or
whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And it's like, I don't know how else to explain to you that I can separate these things. And if I do feel that way, I mean, I'm human. If I feel that way, I feel that way. Typically, I don't feel that way about people who don't feel that way about me because I'm not stupid. But it's like, I do want to be treated like a fucking human. I want to be taken out. I want to be blue loves on. I want to be cuddled. I don't want you to pull out the moment that you fucking come. Like, I just, you know, I
want it to be. Exactly. Can it just be normal? Can it just be like, because like, even if you think like, okay, there's friendship and there's like romance and there's sexuality and stuff like that, but like, you don't treat your friends like shit so that they're like, oh, you're going to be my best friend now. And we're going to spend all this time together. Like, you don't treat people like shit so they don't get too attached to you. So why are you doing exactly. it in this instance?
And I mean, that's just some kind of internal defense mechanism that niggas have. And it's like, if you didn't do that.
Society told them to be that way or something.
Yeah, maybe. But if you didn't do that, you'd be in a world of splendor. But since you were like this.
Yeah.
You could, you know, bye, Felicia.
You're fucking it up for the whole team and the whole squad.
The whole team. Now I am out here not being able to fucking date no more.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's you right ruined now. It for it's, Rob. It's the time of the year where I'm like really heavily thinking about my ex-boyfriend who fucked my existence up for a little bit, and thinking about my ex-girlfriend and thinking about my grandfather and thinking about all these things that just weighed so heavily on me. So I'm like, let me just go through it. Let me just suffer and have anxiety about it and have nightmares about it, and then it's going to go away.
Yeah, then, feel the emotion in that moment.
Right?
Wow, and then, why aren't you on the show? These are all the things that we've been talking about lately. Like 100 million miles away and still just like going through the same
nigga,
shit.
That is that spiritual connection.
Oh.
And I mean, that also shows the reality that like niggas is really human out here.
Yeah.
And I think the difference is that at least I now have the vocabulary to voice these things. Because I think that this is something that's been going on for a while. Mm. And I even wrote a poem about it with my XT, like, how I thought I was in love, so I said I was in love, therefore I was in love, but I don't even think I was at the time.
Mm.
And it was just like, well, he's here and I love him, so I guess I'm in love with him. And right. that kind of morphed our relationship, and that wasn't a healthy trajectory. So I'm like, let me just chill. And if shit happens, it happens. But I'm going to, supposedly to Bahrain on a trip for 4 days with the guy I met in Germany.
Ooh.
But I don't even know if that's going to happen.
Why not?
Because I don't know. Sometimes he seems like really excited and I'm like, all right, cool. And then sometimes he's like, yeah, okay. No, like really like one word answers and shit. So I'm like, we'll see. And he's going to find out my real name on Monday because I sent him an email from my military email address to his military email address.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's going to be like,
who the fuck is that?
Right? Like, that does not say Sammy, which is my Tinder name, or Rob, which is my... Actually, no, it says Bobby on WhatsApp. So you're going to be very confused. Yeah. And then the last little part was...
The fact that it says Bobby on WhatsApp is very funny to me.
I think it's hilarious.
What are you doing at that point?
They go, Bobby.
No one knows who you are.
So I don't know who I am.
So many faces, so many hats. Yeah, full circle. That's where we started. You don't know who you are. This is the proof. All right, Bobby, what's your last point?
And then just the lonely and obsolete world of feminism in the military. I haven't met a feminist at all.
Damn.
And I think you can tell when somebody's a feminist, especially when you say, I'm a feminist.
Yeah.
Typically, somebody who's a feminist will look at you like, oh my God.
Yeah, me too.
But no, I said that in a room full of women of color, and they didn't blink an eye, and I was like, fuck, I'm really out here by myself.
Yikes. So, that's horrifying. I would not like to be in that situation.
it really sucks. So the conversations are, I mean, I think I spoke about this last time, but it just doesn't get easier. And I almost had one situation where I almost came out to somebody as a gender, and I asked my best friend, Mantiva, like, Sharon, this bitch was like, nope. And you know what? It was probably a good idea, because I would have had to school and teach so much, and I just don't got the energy for it. I'm here to do a fucking job and come home. I'm not here to educate the masses. When people ask me questions, why shouldn't I call women females? I'm going to send you a fucking link.
Right.
Here's a link to the root.
Here is a Tumblr post. Yeah, there's so right. much. Like, it's just why like, you're still
it's,
doing
it's
that.
It's not my job.
It's very, it's 2018. Can't do it. Like, come on.
Yes.
We have to keep doing this.
We out here, it's like, if we're having a conversation, like, I'm going to tell you to fix yourself, but I've just become so mentally drained that I don't really want to talk to anybody most of the time. I just spend my days off of myself. It's like, I just wish I could find somebody like me. If you are in Kuwait and you are listening to the Inner Heart Uprising podcast, please send us a line, hit me up, come find me. We can be friends in real life.
Yeah,
I need you.
If you're,
and I know one of you motherfuckers
too.
Are in Kuwait. No,
yeah, somebody has to be in Kuwait.
Because a lot of you guys been to Kuwait. And be hitting me up like, oh my God, I love those juices. So, yes, tell your friends to come find me. God
yeah.
damn it.
Yeah. Get the homies to connect. Though. All right, Rob. Tell us where
link
we
and build.
Can... Yeah, exactly. Tell us where we can link and build you on the
you
social media.
You can link
medias.
And build me on Instagram. I'm panafrican.bootyscratch. And then you can also hit me up on Twitter. I'm Rob the Underguard. Ooh, Rob the _ God. I also have a Facebook like page, which is like 20 people like. I appreciate
I like
20
it.
Guys.
Be like
I
me.
I love you. You guys are awesome. But it's Rob the God. And yeah, that's basically it.
Perfection. All right. Inner Hope Rising on Instagram, Inner Hope Rising without the G on Twitter, and Inner Hope Rising on Facebook. That has been another mini-sode from Rob. My brother needs to steal this audio equipment now, so we gotta get off.
Okay, come to the party, guys, and twerk for me and send me pictures of your butts.
Of your butts? Yeah. All right, cool.